Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy and windy with some evening snow showers possible, a low of 21. Kenosha County Parks Director John Rudy has announced that Petrifying Springs Park, the golf course, bike trail, hiking trail, cross-country ski trail, and the Carlisle Family Dog Park will be temporarily closed to the public due to unsafe conditions during the ash tree removal program. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The Parks Department is in the process of having more than 2,600 ash trees removed by a logging company, all part of a comprehensive Emerald Ash Borer program. Brightondale Park and Fox River Park will also be closed when the loggers transfer the operations to remove the trees in those facilities. Each of the parks will reopen just as soon as the loggers have finished the removal of the ash trees. Petrifying Springs Park right now projected to be back open on February 7th. And since logging is one of the most dangerous occupations in the country, and to ensure that the public is not placed in any unsafe situation during this project, parks officials indicate they'll keep things closed until the loggers complete their work. I'm Tom Carkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
The Racine Unified School Board wants to learn more about what's working in Milwaukee in regard to minority hiring on contracts and may soon get together with an official from the city's Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Minority hiring on current RUSD school projects has become an issue of late. Riley Construction and Administration saying there are union-related issues, which has affected board goals. Something talked about with union officials recently, according to Chief Operations Officer David Hazen.
At least the unions that spoke up, the locals that spoke up, have opportunities for new pre-apprentices to come on board. And Riley's committed to working with them in order to help meet the goals of the local and minority hiring. So that's good. I think that should allow us, as time goes on, to meet the 50% and the 20% goal.
Aside from the Milwaukee Hispanic Chamber of Commerce being invited to a board work session next month, other Racine community members will also be approached. The city of Kenosha has a new main corporate sponsor for the annual Civic Veterans Parade, Snap-on Incorporated. This year's parade will be held July 3rd with the theme, A Star-Spangled Celebration. A city news release says Snap-on's sponsorship involves a $10,000 donation. Meanwhile, applications for parade entries are posted on the city's website, KenoshaEvents.com. The deadline is May 27th. The Blood Center of Wisconsin urgently needs O-negative blood, the universal blood type. The normal three-day supply is down to a half day, in part because of the holiday season and inclement weather. Type O can be received by anyone and is carried on Flight for Life helicopters, plus stocked in hospital emergency rooms. Call 877-BE-A-HERO to get more information or schedule an appointment, or go to the Blood Center of Wisconsin website. In Wauwatosa, police say a 73-year-old woman fought off three men in a violent carjacking attempt Thursday afternoon. It happened as the woman was in her car in a driveway after dropping something off at a relative's home. Reports indicate one of three men approached her, opened the door, and demanded that she get out. When she refused, he punched her several times in the head. The State Department of Justice hotline for background checks on gun purchases is fielding more than double the number of calls compared to a year ago, but exact numbers for sales do not exist. Gun store owners tell the Journal Sentinel that customers are buying firearms due to terrorism fears and political fears that the federal government will take away their guns. The owner of one Waukesha gun store says he can't keep up with the demand. 13 Wisconsin winners, each of $50,000 in the Wednesday night Powerball game drawing, have some time to get in contact with the lottery office and plan for what's left of their winnings after taxes.
The feds are going to take out 25%. The state takes out 7.65% in income tax. So you're still coming away with nearly $34,000 after all those taxes are taken out.
Lottery spokesperson Stephanie Marquis says the two Racine County winners, sold at gas stations in Burlington and on the Racine-Caledonia border, as well as the 11 others across the state, have 180 days to claim those prizes. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.